Tri-City TipsNet. Calling Tri-City TipsNet. Good evening and welcome to the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club's TipsNet. This is QO0 Juliet Echo Bravo. My name is Josh and I'm located in Groton, Connecticut. I will be your net control station for this evening. Membership in the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club is not necessary for participation. All licensed radio amateurs are welcome to check into the net. Those that do not wish to check in are welcome to listen. This net operates on the 147.06 MHz repeater with a PL tone of 156.7 Hz. If needed, the secondary is 146.97 with a PL of 156.7 Hz. The net is held each Wednesday evening, starting at 7 p.m. local time, with various net controllers on a rotating basis. This net is intended to provide an informal operating environment for new operators, as well as for experienced amateurs. The purpose of this net is to provide a venue for presenting questions and obtaining answers and advice related to amateur radio. Also to promote good fellowship amongst amateur radio operators and to encourage the use of good operating procedures. Let me reset the repeater. The TipsNet is a directed open net, and that means we call for a round of check-ins, and then we'll have everyone checked in. We'll go down through the list for comments and questions. During the check-in, please state if you have any questions for the net. We will also ask for your questions after everyone has checked in. There are three sections to the TipsNet. First, the open net with rounds of questions and comments. Second, we'll have a section for announcements and upcoming events and items of interest. And third, there will be an opportunity for those who wish to swap, sell, or are looking for amateur radio-related items. Unless otherwise directed, all communications should be directed to the net control station. When checking in to the net, please say, "This is," release the microphone, and listen to ensure there's no one else that has called in at the same time. Then slowly give your call sign phonetically, along with your name, location, and if you have a comment or a question. Let me reset the repeater. This is Josh, K0JB. I'll be your net control station for this evening. We'll start taking check-ins now. Please come with your call sign slowly and phonetically, please.
This is Kilo 1, Delta Charlie Tango. Dave and Preston, no questions at this time.
Here is Alpha 6, Papa Delta Golf, Kevin in Norwich. Nothing at this point. We'll see what the evening brings.
you have any questions or comments to bring to the group tonight, Tim?
No questions at the moment.
Alrighty, thank you. Good evening, Tim. It's K0JB with the Amateur, Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet. Are there any other stations that would like to check in? Please call now.
This is Kilo Charlie 1, Tango Whiskey Romeo, Tim, City of Croydon. No questions at the moment.
APRS is Amateur Packet Reporting System. How'd I do?
I'll give the answer at the end of the round when everybody's had a chance. But other than that, did you have any comments for anybody tonight? K1DCT, it's K0JB.
Well, nothing in particular, just good evening. And, you know, I do have, and I'm not sure if it's actually appropriate here, it is radio related, but not amateur related. I know Kevin operates a small FM station from his location. Not sure what he does with it. I've tried to listen a couple times, but coverage is, it's a low power, so coverage is obviously limited, and I quite often forget the frequency. But I've thought about doing something out here myself, so, you know, if we run out of things to talk about, I might, if it's appropriate, I'd like to hear Kevin's experience getting into that and what he does with it. So that's something for maybe later tonight, if appropriate. Back to net, K1DCT.
It's K0JB. Thanks, Dave, and that's a very good question. Off the top of my head, I'd have to say I believe it was 1700 AM, but I'm sure we'll find out from Kevin up next. We do have Kevin, KA6PDG, and I did have a trivia question tonight. What does the acronym APRS stand for? KA6PDG, K0JB.
Rather than do the Part 15, and that's what it is, Part 15 of the FCC rules, except to say, you're right on the frequency, but I am not doing that. We've not been doing that for a good year and a half or so. The Heritage Information Radio is strictly on the internet right now. There's a couple of reasons for that. Most of them are not technical. And what else was I going to say? I guess that was all I was going to say at the moment, but I'd be happy to engage the net in a conversation about that because it is a fascinating topic. In answer to your question, Josh, of the choices choices you gave, it's choice number one. It's the first choice you gave up there at the top of the list. And let's see, a couple other things real quick. Let me just reset. I see my radio wants to decode the PL. I don't know why it's doing that tonight. I assume I'm still on the repeater. Number one, and this is just to be helpful, so it's not nitpicking, but I've noticed this ever since you got the new call sign, Josh. When you're not giving it phonetically, it's very easy, and I'm sure I would do the same thing just because of the call sign. It's very easy for you to sound like you're saying K0JB rather than JEB. So when you're not giving it phonetically, I would just suggest you give it a little more slowly. Like I say, it's very understandable, so I'm not pecking on you. But particularly for people who don't know you, you want them to get your call sign right. You might just make a point of getting that E in there. The other thing, and I'll reset once more, is more for Tim than it is for you. I didn't expect Tim to be on here tonight. I thought he was still out of town. This is something I was thinking about. On the web page that hosts the recordings of this net, I did notice with the new year that because of the way I have those files set up, so they're chronologic in a sense, I guess that's the right word, or alphanumeric, so we end up with January, well, you know, January, and soon it'll be February of 2019, those nets are up at the top, and then down below are the nets from 2018, starting with, I think the first one we have is June. And I wonder if it would be better for me. What I can do is I can perhaps create two separate directories, and, you know, or a directory for each year. And then you'd click on the year, and it would give you all the nets for that year. Or I could put in a prefix like 2018-1-23, for example. And 2019. You get what I think. Although I'm fumbling my words, I think what I'm saying is clear, if that's possible. So, does anybody care? Does it make a difference, or should I just leave it the way it is? That's primarily a question for Tim. KA6PDG, back to net.
It's K0JB. Answer a couple of your questions, and thanks for the heads up on the call sign. Even though I sometimes sound like I'm from Boston, I tend to sound like I'm from the South, and I slant my words a little bit. So I'll try and be more audio friendly when I give out my call sign. Thanks for that. And in my opinion, the first option you offered with the making a directory for 2018 and one for 2019 sounds like the best, easiest option, but we'll definitely get that over to Tim when we get up to him. And thank you for bringing that to the group. W1FJW, Chuck, the APRS is an acronym for what? And also, if you have any comments or anything else to share with us, W1FJW, K0JB.
Well, I believe it's an acronym for Automatic Packet Reporting System. And on the file names, what I've done for ARIES information is to just have a 8-digit number. Start with 4 digits for the year, then 2 digits for the month, and then 2 digits for the day, and the computer seems to get them in the right order. Back to net, W1FJW.
Thanks, Chuck. It's K0JB. Next up we have Tim, AD7AN. The trivia question I'm bringing to the group tonight is the acronym for APRS. What does that stand for?
This is AD7AN. That stands for Automatic Position Reporting System. And just as far as comments go, I finally got a ground hooked up to my antenna and got on the radio on HF tonight, but I couldn't make any contacts because it was a pretty dead band. Not a lot of activity, and I guess it's only fair condition. But hopefully tomorrow, I gotta get it up and running and make sure it works. So this is AD7, and back to net.
K0JEB. Thanks, Tim. I've been noticing the bands, especially on 80 meters. It's been hit or miss lately, and when the band opens up, it seems to disappear kind of rapidly. Right outside the 40 meter band, I've been getting a lot of the WEFAX weather reports from the Boston transmitter for the National Weather Service, and half the transmissions are coming in all staticky. I can't even make heads or tails out of it, so it's weird. We'll move on to in a couple minutes I'll do another call up, but at the bottom of the list we have KC1TWR. Tim, good evening, and you had a couple questions thrown your way. One of them was about the naming of the files on the for the website, and the trivia question I had: APRS. What's the acronym mean? KC1TWR is K0JEB.
K0JEB, this is Tim, KC1TWR. Let's see, a couple of things. Number one, I am back earlier than expected. I didn't expect to be back for another full week. From North Carolina, we were going to make a quick trip down to Georgia and Florida to visit my stepmother and my son in Georgia. Turns out that everybody has been sick. As a matter of fact, the week we spent in North Carolina, we spent taking care of a 2.5-month-old grandson with a really bad cold. And conversely, he was generous enough to give it to my wife and myself. We thank him appreciatively. So we're back here, but we're full of cold medicine and trying to lay low with chicken soup and things of that nature. But hopefully we will feel better in a few days. But right now we're hunkering down and staying in the house and not trying to go out and infect other people. We reset. In regard to your trivia question, my first thought it was the old acronym that all pumpkins really squash, because they are indeed squash. But I couldn't remember if it was all it was automatic packet or positioning system or whatever until I looked it up on the interweb. So I declined the answer on the grounds that at the time I did not know the answer. So that would be cheating if I went out and looked it up. But at least in my mind, other people can do what they would like to do. And as far as Kevin K6BDG, let me reset. Sorry, I had to reset my throat there for a moment. Kevin, yes, either separating the files by year, so you have a folder for 2018, and then at the end of this year, a folder for 2019 would be fine. Other than that, yes, I'm in favor of year, month, day sequence as opposed to day, month, year that you have, month, day, year that you have currently. And I know what Chuck W1FJW was saying with using the 8 digits, but I am in favor, for myself, that works great. But for a lot of people who look at it, they just see a jumble of numbers. So just like you have now, where you have a dash between the different categories of numbers, I would put, 2019-01-24 or whatever today is, do something like that. But or separate by file folder. either one works and would probably be a better solution than what we have now currently. But thank you very much, Kevin, for doing the recordings. Very helpful, and the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club website will have a link to it soon, and their new website, which won't be for a little bit, but is coming, will also feature that. Back to KZ Control, K0JEB, this is KC1TWR.
This is K0JEB. Thanks, Tim. Sorry to hear you're under the weather. I've been dealing with that on and off. I came down with another cold, and seems like it's a vicious cycle until it gets warm out and we can all get outside and get some fresh air. Again, this is K0JB with the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet, and looking for additional stations that wish to check in. Please call, come with your call signs now.
This is Whiskey 1 Julie, ask your papa. John Portable from Dryden.
KZ0JB, we acknowledge W1JOP, John Portable. Did you have any questions you wanted to bring to the group tonight, John?
Okay, I remember if I let her reach all the way. W1JOP. If I have a call sign thing, don't feel bad about it. When I say mine fast, it sounds like I say GOP rather than JOP, so I try and, do phonetics when I can. Other than that, I got nothing further than that. And APRS, I always thought was Automated Packet Relay System. But I could be wrong. And probably am. All right, back to that. This is the Whiskey 1, Julie Oscar Papa.
All right, in this case, 0JEB. And since we've gone through questions, and we're going to do another round, but before we do another round, I wanted to give the answer on this acronym APRS question. A couple of you got it right, KA6PDG and AD7AN. You guys hit the nail on the head. It is Automatic Position Reporting System. Other guys, you were real close, but you were off by one word on the acronym, so I couldn't give it to you. But maybe next time I'll try and get a easier or a more colorful trivia question for you guys. We'll go around to K1DCT. Dave, you were talking about a radio station. What kind of ideas were you thinking about? Were you thinking about building one, or just thinking about setting one up and trying to get a radio station on the air? K1DCT, K0JB.
Very good, Josh. K1DCT, and I'm looking at, and I don't know if you misspoke, but I looked it up, as Tim calls it, the interweb. It is Automatic Packet Reporting System. So I think it was pretty close. I think I said amateur packet reporting. But either way, yeah, something. And I've just been thinking here locally in town, in Preston, maybe setting up something and, you know, getting something out there and either, you know, putting in the rebroadcast mode to rebroadcast something, or, you know, maybe expound on my own crazy ideas. I don't know, just throwing some things around. It's what happens, you know, in the wintertime when you got a little extra time on your hands, not so much to do outside. You think too much, and that can be pretty dangerous. Back to net, K1DCT.
KZ0JB, thanks, Dave. And I do apologize if I misspoke. This net's being recorded, so we can always go back, play it back, and find out where I went wrong. And as far as the radio station idea, that's kind of cool. I myself have had a little interest in some of the TV, amateur radio TV transmitters, and doing some kind of video transmission on the 440 band. I haven't pursued it, but I've done a little research, and stuff like that's hard to find around here, I guess. Next up, we'll go to KA6PDG. Kevin, any comments?
Josh? Well, like David, I get a kick out of some of them. I gotta remember we have two Tims on the net. TWR's wording on things like calling net controls net operators and calling nets meetings, and this interweb has long puzzled me. Is that some sort of a dark internet? Oh, goodness, having a little fun at Tim's expense. Shame on me. The other one, I thought if you were going to come up with a second trivia question for the night, but then we got these guys who look it up on the interweb, which I think is cheating. CTCSS. I can never remember what that stands for. I know what it is, I just can't remember what the words are. Yeah, good thoughts there, Dave. It's not terribly difficult to do. The FCC rules are quite liberal, particularly on the AM side. They did change things, I think it was 2000 or 2001, as far as FM. And that's one of the reasons I haven't played with FM. It used to be flat 100 milliwatts and do whatever you want. And then they changed it to ERP and height above average terrain and kind of complicated it. There may have been some reasons they needed to do that, I suppose. I have my own view on some of the politics that gets involved. But there's a number of very good websites. Let me reset here. I personally like part15.us, or look at the website for information station specialists. I can't remember whether it's ISS.com or whatever. The owner, his name is Bill Baker. I happen to know him. He's out in Zeeland, Michigan or Ohio. I always get those two confused. And a lot of what he does has to do with the information stations, Part 90, I think it is, which is a different animal as far as the FCC is concerned, as far as what kind of material can be broadcast, what power can be used. It's, you know, if you're going across the Newport Bridge and you tune into 1610, you're hearing a 10-watt signal that does not have any advertising, no music or anything. It's strictly public service. And a number of emergency management agencies around the country and the National Park Service, for example, entities like that are starting to use the information station aspect. It is a little bit more complicated to get on the air. You have to do the engineering studies. The equipment tends to require different parameters. To set it up right can be quite expensive. Whereas the Part 15 is 100 milliwatts, basically. You can transmit, I believe they limit it to 120% of audio. 6 kilohertz widths, whereas commercial stations, I believe, are 8 or 9, were a little bit narrower. But you are allowed to have 5 transmitters on the air at the same time, so there's some things you can do with that. There's a gentleman up in Jewett City that's running a very nice operation on Part 15 and doing a good job, last I heard. So it is a fun thing to explore. As far as the... I'll just make this my last comment because I'm kind of going on and on here. But as far as the FM side of it, what was I? I had something to add to the FM comment, and now I can't think of it. But it's pretty limited. For instance, if you buy one of these stereo FM transmitters from Seacrane, for example, the thing's actually only putting out about 6 or 10 milliwatts. So you're not going to do too much with that unless you just want to send a signal around your house, or you want people to be able to pull up in front of your house and hear your music or your video games or something. So it's kind of limited. That's what I was going to say. However, the equipment that was manufactured for FM prior to 2000 is grandfathered in, and I do happen to have a transmitter that meets those FCC requirements and falls under the grandfather clause, but I haven't really done anything with it. Just have had other fish to fry. So there's a little bit of conversation on part 15. I hope I didn't put everybody to sleep. As I say, there's a lot of good websites you can look at. KA6PDG, back to net.
KA6PDG, SK0JB. Thanks, Kevin. Just so you know, your phone was ringing while you were talking. I didn't know if you caught that one. Definitely a lot of good information there. Let me do another quick call-up. This is K0JEB with the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet. Are there any other stations out there that would like to join us this evening? If so, please call now with your call signs.
Ferret out the information you're looking for there, Dave. But it sounds interesting. And Kevin seems to be a good resource for some information as well, which is great. Josh, K0JEB, thank you very much for being net control this evening. I think you're doing a fantastic job. Don't worry about speed or pace or what have you. Just do it as it comes naturally to you, which is what I think you're doing, and it's coming out very well. So with that, I don't really have any questions. My brain is full of cotton from the cold, so I'm going to go ahead and turn it back to net control. This is KC1TWR.
KC1TWR is K0JB. Thanks, Tim. And last but certainly not least, John, W1JOP. Any comments or anything you want to bring to the conversation this evening? W1JOP is K0JB.
First of all, I'm back on my base station here. I have scale on the input, which is kind of remarkable for me because my setup is so poor. I'd be surprised if you're copying me on the input. I got 10 watts out of a mag mount, so let's see how we're doing there. Anyway, I was going to answer the CCTSS question, but the truck beat me to it. But I didn't Google. I kind of knew what it was just because of scanners and all that other stuff I'm into. Anyway, I'll make this my last one, so I'll turn it back to that. And Josh, you're doing a good job. This is W1JOP.
K0JB. I had to Google that. It's just one of them acronyms that I never even thought about looking up. Thanks, John. And to answer your question, as far as the your input signal, you're hitting me S9 and almost 10 over. So between me and you, I'm having no trouble hearing you on the input. I think we're pretty much running out of questions here, or crosstalk, I guess, and we're full, 7:37 now, so I'll do one quick call-up. This is K0JB with the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club's TipsNet. Are there any stations out there that would like to join us this evening? Please call now.
DCT with just a bit of trivia on the CTCSS.
All right, Dave, K1DCT, the floor is yours. It's K0JB.
All right, well, thank you, Josh. And as Tim mentioned, you're doing fine. We're certainly not going to be too critical over anything here. Thankful for someone to run the net. CTCSS, as Chuck described, is the generic term that was applied to, you'll hear the terms PL a lot, which really stands for private line, which is a Motorola trademark. Or you might hear CG, which is channel guard, which is the General Electric radio trademark. So CTCSS was kind of put out there for the general use of that particular system. So it's all the same. I know over the years they have added frequencies, back from when I did two-way stuff, but just a little useless trivia from a plethora of useless knowledge. K1 DCT, back to net.
K0JB, thanks Steve, that's, I didn't know that about the Motorola and General Electric radios, that's kind of cool. This is K0JB, does anyone else have any comments or crosstalk they want to share with the group before we move on to the next section of this net? Please call now.
Get from it are going to go to the amateur radio club at the NFA.
So if anybody's interested in a very large or a very long, I believe it's a mag mount, but I'll have to take it out to double check. But just forget I tossed that out there. K0JEB, KC1TWR.
K0JB. Tim, was there a manufacturer or name of the on the antenna?
Still in the tube, so I'll have to dig that out. I will have that information for next week. If I was feeling better, I'd dig it out right now, but not quite up to it. But I wanted at least to get the ball rolling. K0JEB, this is KC1TWR.
K0JB. All right, thanks, Tim. Is there anyone who would like to show interest in the item that Tim brought to the net this evening? If so, please call now.
W1FJW might maybe we could interest him in a swap, but we can wait till he feels better.
K0JB, Tim, I'm pretty sure you heard what Chuck just mentioned to you. Juliet Echo Bravo. Good evening and 7-3.